Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, all the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Here we go. A-Town, C-Pope, Cut Master Swift, down your soldier.
Puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink ain't hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dicks. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to buy their bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. She giving away them draws. Words to the brown Jane. See some chicken cow main. Mini main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuff and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah.
I don't know why this shit don't do it like that.
I don't know either.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What up? I'm GL.
I'm Shaquille.
And we here to get your ass crunk and live and lit. Hey, I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate all the people that go back and listen to the shit. I appreciate the motherfuckers that lied to me and tell me they about to listen to it and still ain't listen to it. Hey.
Yeah, man, like, we get a lot of positive feedback, a lot. You know, one thing I'm starting to realize that people are trying to listen to, I know it's a podcast, but it's a live radio show. People are always trying to listen to it later, listen to it later. What the fuck y'all doing right now? Power ain't on. Let's support your people.
Yeah.
Support your people. It's all good, you know, to listen to our show later. And I see the views. Y'all do listen to us later.
Yeah.
So what the fuck keep y'all from listening to us now?
Yeah.
I mean.
Right now. You either, listen, y'all either watching the NFL, these sorry-ass Chargers play, these sorry-ass Indianapolis Colts. You ain't doing shit, or you at your grandma's house doing nothing, eating collard greens and fatback. Just put the shit in your ear and listen to it.
Grandma ain't even cooking no chitlins until Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, like, you can do without just for a little bit.
A little bit. That's all I ask. I don't even ask for you to listen to the whole motherfucking show. Give me 15 minutes of your time. But guess what? These motherfuckers, I'm going to, look, help me to help you. Because you might need me to promote that you're doing Keisha and them hair on the front porch on 4207 Peace Street. But I'm the nigga that can help you promote yourself. So you help me to help you to help me to help you.
All because you want some cornbread to burn at the bottom.
Yeah. It's some goddamn ton of green with no flavor. But anywho.
Let's get this shit started, GL.
Let's get it started.
I know y'all missed us. It's been a week. Hey, we missed y'all.
Yeah.
Not really. But, you know, it sounds good, don't it?
Yeah, I thought about half my side woman when I was asleep. I was laying in bed. Look, yeah, I hope she listened today. I hope she listened.
I know, man. Like, I don't care if I don't become a celebrity off of this. I just want y'all to, y'all create a GoFundMe page for me. I don't got a PlayStation 4 yet. I mean, can y'all do a GoFundMe for Shaki? Can y'all please? I mean, I want to play NBA 2K. I want to. You know what? If y'all create a GoFundMe and I get a PlayStation, I might not do the show no more because I'd come over here to play a video game anyway.
Well, just GoFundMe for some hoes. I know I'm always talking that crazy shit. Look, GoFundMe for some bitches. Go help me to help me get some bitches. That's my main goal to please everyone. Anyway, let me quickly. Anyway, let's get this show started on the road. Let's get it going.
You gotta realize, GL, man, we can talk shit.
First of all, let me say this too. I'm coming back to do. Reason why I'm doing the show is to open up my doors to comedy. So, you know, I had a couple of my friends tell me that they do some shit downtown at the hey, you heard about it? At the damn, I wish she was.
I mean, I know that they do something at Low Mill.
I wouldn't say that's
not downtown.
No. They told me, I forgot, it's called the something she said, the Cracker Corner or something like
that. Cracker Corner.
No, not the Cracker. No, hold on.
You lying, man.
It's something like that. Anyway, but I'm trying to get in there because I'm trying to get this comedy shit off the motherfucking ground. That's what I'm about to do is, you know, get that shit right. I'm coming back because if you don't know, I used to have a DVD coming out. You remember Yo Ass Grass? Remember I used to do this shit? You used to record me every fucking week. So I'm coming back. And anybody ever heard from this motherfucker named Johnny Jackson? I'm shouting him out. If you know that motherfucker, tell him to call me, cause that was a good friend of mine, man. He came to every one of my shows, man. I told myself if I ever make it, I'm gonna tighten him up.
Hey, man, look, he's my Johnny J. You gonna give Johnny J a shout out for coming to your shows? And I recorded all the motherfuckers.
Well, nigga, you know if I made it, you made it. You're not a friend, you're a bro. It's a thing.
Hey. Okay, man.
You're going to make it, man.
This is our behind the music VH1 that we listen to right now. When enemies attack. You know what I'm saying? We start out that way. All right, man. We had, it's always interesting week. Always. Always shit going on. Clear stuff to talk about. Is in no particular order. But one of them, you know, we lost a hip hop soldier this week, man. We lost Shorty Lowe. A lot of y'all know him from a few different songs with D4L. They had that song Laffy Taffy, and what other songs they had that was real popular? I know Fabo was like the main guy, but Shorty Lowe, he rapped too. He was in the
song.
I knew what he was talking about because after he passed away, I did a little research, and I didn't know that they was him and T.I. was beefing. I had no clue.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I didn't know this song was about T.I.
You didn't?
I had no clue.
Don't you tease nigga, dot ya.
I had no clue. They was playing. I was doing some research, and they was talking about my favorite line. I think it is on the Dun Dun song or whatever. When he's talking about Bankhead, and he said, West Side must be two sides.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no clue he was talking about T.I.
Yeah, because, you know, T.I. claimed that he was from, you know, this West Side. He said he ain't. But I'm going to tell you something else I bet you didn't know.
What's that?
Did you know when T.I. shot that 24s video? Did you know that was Shorty Lowe cars in the video?
No, I had no clue, man.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, for a lot of people that didn't know, Shorty Lowe always had money before he even, you know what I'm saying, star rapping. He was a real, you know, trap hood nigga, hood star hood, whatever y'all want to call him. Hey, look, rest in peace to that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, to go out on a car crash, man, life, let me, for all anything else, life is short, man. Life is very short, so value the time that you have down here. Don't put off for anything for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised, man. You know what I'm saying? It is not. So always remember in your mind and say, hey, me going to bed tonight, it ain't promised that I'm getting up in the morning. So if you ain't told a certain person you love them not to get off, you know what I'm saying? Tell a person that you love them. Tell them that you miss them. Tell them what you want. Because I hate to leave this earth with not telling, you know, all my side bitches that I don't love them. I love each and every one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's just what, and it's just for real, though. But I'll just decide, you know, tell
people you. People don't give you flowers when you still smell them, man.
They don't.
That's how it goes, man. But, you know, we did, you know, I wasn't a super big fan, but hell, I did know Shorty Lowe songs, and hell, he made some good shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. I liked a few of his shit. I planned on having a few little songs in the background for him, but, you know, things didn't work out the way I wanted them to. But, you know, peace to the dude. Rest in peace. What else we got going on, GL, man? Since we're on the music tip, I don't know if y'all up on the Game and Meek Mill beef. Do I need to explain what happened, or do you know, GL? I can say it. It don't matter.
Well, I can
go and say my point of view, but go ahead.
No, I'm going to let you jump it off. But I know because I just asked you who was in the wrong or the beef. So explain to the people. You explain the beef.
Sure. Basically, from my point of view, from what I heard, and I really just mostly caught Game's point of view, but I kind of believed him, honestly. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, but I believe what he said. But basically, Meek Mill, who has moved to L.A., he was out in the club and Game was there, you know, and they chopped up a little bit. And he ends up, apparently, shit's real hot in L.A. as far as people getting robbed and, you know, shit like that. Mm-hmm. And he told, Game told Meek to watch yourself, you know, don't wait till the end of the club because that's when people getting got, they're getting their chain snatched and robbed at gunpoint and all that. So if you party and go ahead and leave a little early so you ain't got to worry about them boys coming to get you. So apparently he told him that, you know, and Meek Mill was, you know, gracious about it and happy about it. So later that night, Sean Kingston, y'all remember that guy? You know, so I think he only had like one song. And I don't think I even like that, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. Sean Kingston, the fat African. He's the only fat African I know, but still, you know, because he ain't quite a minute Lions, Tigers, and Bears and all that shit. But anyway, he's going.
So anyways, he ends up, Sean Kingston was at the same club and got robbed. And apparently Meek Mill told Sean Kingston the Game knew something about it because he kind of gave him a tip about people being robbed. And he went back and Meek Mill went back and told Sean Kingston about that shit. And it was like, you know, a big thing. And now they beefing and they have two songs coming out or whatever about it. What you know about that so far, Gio?
Well, honestly, you just played me both of the diss tracks or whatever. And I will say this, I listened to both of them, and fucking Meek Mill got slaughtered. I know a lot of people going to be like, you know, first and foremost, Meek Mill was a bitch for even going to tell another man that you ain't really that cool with. That, hey, man, you know, they robbed. I understand you looking out for Sean Kingston, but that ain't got nothing to do with you, right?
Not at all.
So if you Game and three people cool, like a rock, paper, scissors, one of you know, it ain't your business to go tell nobody that, hey, to not unless y'all like me and you. You get what I'm saying? Like, so I thought that was just wrong. And he is a rat and he is a snitch. He like you said, like the Game said, to meet Meek Mill and took two L's this year because he couldn't even beat Drake.
Call that nigga LL Cool J.
Yeah, yeah. He
stay taking L's. I mean, he didn't want it with Drake, man. Like, we ain't even gonna talk about that. That's a whole other thing. More of the story is, Meek Mill kept on taking L's. Only thing he ever winning in is being with Nicki Minaj. Like, he is Mr. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he is.
Right.
I mean,
she gonna get on one knee and ask him, what are you learning? And old Meek was like, yeah. Philly, no side Philly. So, you know, that's just
if y'all, if the end of this one, if y'all do want to check out the diss tracks, I think, well, damn, I should have,
damn, what you got?
What the fuck is Game? And here's the called Pest Control.
Yeah, Pest Control. And
Meek Mill is what? Like, ooh, or something.
Ooh, ooh. Zero, what the fuck that mean?
That's it don't matter because he lost.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to here.
Yeah.
Don't listen to here.
You
right
about that. Don't be fucking listening to it. It don't even matter. He got his ass whooped. He just keep taking L's.
No, man.
We're going to pray for that guy. You know, like, Philly ain't been shit since Iverson left. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And it's just for a start to all my Philadelphia listeners. I'm just keeping it true.
Let's see. So we're going to keep it still light or we're going to get into serious shit? We're going to keep it light right now.
We're going to keep it light.
We ain't finna get into our serious shit just yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To the point where, you know, we telling y'all to call, but anywho, anybody.
That's right. We didn't even gave him the number yet. Yeah. Give him the number. If they want to chop it up about whatever we're talking about or chat with us, hell, do what you want
to
do.
I'm going to give you the number right now. Easy to call in. I don't know if you got long distance on your phone. I don't even. What the fuck is 215, Erico? What is this? 215. We're in California, ain't it?
I have no
clue. Nigga think we're in California. That's Snoop Dogg, 215. But ain't that one name?
Oh, they 213.
God damn it, I lied. But anyway, the number is 215-383-5878. If you think the Game won, call in, express yourself. If you think Meek Mill won, tell me what. But that's the number. I'm going to say it one more time for you. 215-383-5878. But anyway, man, you go ahead and
I'll tell you what we're talking about now, man. And this is our show. Yeah, we go in whatever order I feel like going in.
Yeah. First of all, I mean to cut you off. Well, I don't give a damn about cutting you off. But anyway, tell them that we still ain't changed this fucking name.
Damn, we supposed to did that first.
Yeah.
the name of the show is 100 Proof. 100 Proof Radio. We're going to change the name real soon.
T-shirts, flyers, all that shit coming soon.
Coming soon, man. We're a little behind, but we're going to get it together. We got a call online. Go ahead and state your name and where you from. your name and where you're from, and tell us, you know, speak on whatever you got to tell us. Welcome to 100 Proof Radio. What you got to say to us today?
Hello?
Hello. What's up, man? Who we talking to?
This is Big Mix.
What's up, Mix? What you got going on, dog?
Man, you thought I wanted on the call and goddamn fuck with you on your show. Can you cuss on here?
Man, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, my nigga.
Yeah,
you can say,
you know what I'm saying?
Donald Trump.
You
can say whatever the fuck.
I want to start it off by saying fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, great. Let me say this too. If you vote for Donald Trump and you listen to my show, fuck you, cut me off. I don't give a damn. But anyway, go ahead.
So you voted for Donald Trump?
Hell no, I can't even vote. But still, I ain't voting for him.
Ah, hell. How life been treating you, man?
Man, life been treating me good, man. So let me ask you something, Mixon, man. I was talking about, did you ever listen to that Meek Mill? And did you listen to that Meek Mill song and that Game song? Did you listen to the shit?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Who you think won? Let me ask you that. Who you think won?
I think the Game won.
I think so. I went with the Game too, and I thought Meek Mill was a rat for going to tell Sean Kingston, because if me and you cool, and you ain't even that cool with another nigga, and I know some shit, that's some bitch ass shit for you to go tell another nigga something that I already know. That's what I already
right.
know. That's how I feel about
yeah.
it. That
yeah,
that,
yeah,
that
like we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, real. You gotta be real.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so that's why I thought Meek Mill was a, you know, he hiding behind Nicki Minaj fan to me anyway, because you ain't no real. You gotta listen to this shit, man. He ain't real. Bitch.
I mean,
that's why
it's kind of like, man, I'm gonna be real with you on Meek Mill. I really truly believe, like in the earlier stage of it, that Meek Mill was a real nigga. But I believe.
Yeah.
Since Drake roasted his ass, it's like he trying anything to come back, and it's just making him look bad. Dude need to chill out.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
I like the guy. He dark skinned. You know what I'm saying? He can't be losing out here to light skinned niggas. He making us look
man.
Bad. You feel me?
Yeah, he is. He's crazy about that. I really thought his ass could have fucking, you know, does something else different by that. You shouldn't be a rat. So anybody that's a rat, fuck you and fuck a rat. And I hope you eat pork. That's how I feel about any goddamn rat.
Yeah, any nigga rat, they should be dead. They need to be hung.
Yeah.
Like all the KKK. Right.
I damn so appreciate you calling in, a friend of the show. Hey man, how they can any you want to get any shout outs or something? Anybody want to follow you on Snapchat? Anything? Let them know your name, bro.
Hey, tell them I don't even know my shit. I'm gonna be real. But if you know a book,
hey,
you tell them.
That's a real nigga that don't even know itself. Hey, I can't do that.
What?
He's so. Get the gunshots in the back, bro. He real.
Ooh,
that's a real nigga.
Saucy. Hey, but they tell him BC ain't hard to find. That's who I am, though. You know what I'm saying? Go look me up. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. I fuck with you the long
Check
way.
Check out
Pookie.
BC, man. Hey, appreciate you calling in, bro.
Ah, you already know what it is. Tell
what
we
love,
I said,
bro.
Fuck him. Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate you calling in, bro, man.
Shout out to BC, man. Nixon, man. Go way back. Appreciate the love, dog.
All right, moving on to the next thing. We got to talk about jail. We still keeping it light, man? Still keeping it light?
Keeping it light.
I'll tell you. One of my favorite players, man, retired the other day. Kevin Garnett, man, KG. A lot of people didn't like KG. I don't know why. Yeah, he everything you want LeBron to be. I'm not necessarily talking about skills wise. I'm just talking about leader, intensity, all this shit. As far as somebody who, like, when he get on the court, he a beast. Like, you look at him and you know he's trying to win. He ain't passing the ball with 2 seconds left. He's trying to dunk on your ass, something.
Yeah,
these young generation might not know because KG, he been washed up for a few years. But you got to realize he just played fucking 20 years.
From 99 to 2010.
You ain't fucking with
him. You ain't fucking with
him. Only person that was as good as KG was Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
That's it. That is it.
Yeah.
Not Chris Webber.
No.
Not Rasheed Wallace.
No.
None of them motherfuckers.
Mm-mm.
Only Kevin Garnett. Only person that was bigger than Kevin Garnett was Tim Duncan.
That's it. And you're going to go say Tim Duncan because he's the greatest ever. He's the greatest power forward ever play. I don't give a fuck with nobody.
I just felt like it was cool to give KG a little shout out on the show. I mean, hell, he ain't a listener now, but he will be one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that now.
Just being on basketball right quick. Shout out to my boy Allen Iverson.
Hey,
Hall of Fame this year, baby. I changed the game like we finna change the game on this radio show. You feel me? That's my favorite player ever. I do a 20-second thing on AI. I might do a whole show on Allen Iverson. That's my favorite player, and that's one person I never been like what you call man struck. But that's one man I want to meet. You get what I'm saying? Besides the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
The Lord.
But that's one person I do want to meet before
I leave. You're talking about Hall of Fame, man. This is going to be a crazy Hall of Fame class. So you got, if you really look at it, in the same year, we got Kobe retired, Tim Duncan, and KG retired all at the same time.
That's going to be. I'm going to watch the ceremony for that. You going to watch that one?
All three of those are legends, man, for sure.
Legends.
I wasn't a big Kobe fan, but I respect the hell out of him.
Legends.
I respect him. Hell, like I just said about KG, I mean, and I ain't dissing LeBron, because LeBron is one of the best athletes we've ever seen. But if he just had that Black Mamba in him, we wouldn't be even talking about Jordan. I promise we wouldn't. With LeBron's skills, if he had Kobe's determination and his Black Mamba shit, that little face he makes when he mad.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't
do shit with LeBron.
Because let me tell you something. I might get some flack on this. Let me tell you something. LeBron James is the best all-around player ever to play in the NBA. I said it live on 100 proof. I ain't say he was the best shooter, dunker, pass. He is the best. What you tell me about Jay-Z? He got eights all the way across the board on everything.
Yeah.
LeBron James is the only player I've ever seen in my life that can do every fucking thing.
Hey,
and that's real.
Let me end this on KG, man. I wrote down a lot of shit talking about KG. We can talk about the fact that he's the highest player in NBA history, highest paid player.
He made
over $326 million off his NBA contract.
That's crazy.
Ain't nobody did that. Not George, not Kobe, not Magic Johnson.
Whoever his manager was, and it said, I'm going to tell you one thing. They said the motherfucker could barely count when he got out of high school.
Like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I promise I heard that.
I didn't hear that.
I read that. They said he barely could even, like, what's it? I might even say it might be read. Like, he couldn't even read that good because, you know, he can't cut out of high school.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another thing they always say about the brothers. Let's not even get in there.
Nah, we ain't going to talk about that. Let's move on to the next thing, man. We got so much to talk about, man. I wish we could just, because I can tell right now, this is going to be a long show, man. I know y'all attention span ain't worth a damn. Your attention span is like the attention span of a fucking squirrel. But, you know, we try to keep it live and hype as we can to keep y'all along so y'all can check out what's going on with us or whatever. But because I'm just not ready to get to our heavy shit yet, man. I want to keep this shit live and fun, man. I know we got to talk about, you know, the police targeting us and, you know, being Black men, what that is to be like in America. And that's cool, and I don't mind talking about it. But, I mean, I ain't ready to talk about that shit because, you know, we've been not only do we have to talk about it and see it every day, what people don't understand, we live it every day.
Yes.
We live this shit every day. And I'm not ready to get to that shit. I'm really not. So where we at, Jay? Where we at, GL? We talked about KG. I don't even want to talk about that. We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about, we'll start on this part. Lil Wayne in the news about he said that he's never experienced racism in his life. Did you hear that, Jill? At all?
I've never heard.
Okay.
This is brand new to me.
I probably should have briefed you on that one. But apparently Lil Wayne got on the Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp show. You know, we talked about horse face last week.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Don't get a decade. Yeah.
But he got on that show, and he was saying he's never experienced racism in his life. And I just thought that was fucking ridiculous, like, for him to even say that. Like, what do you mean you've never experienced racism? You're in you're from Louisiana, where they shit on people all the time, and you get bad. I'm not from there, but I've read enough to know that the law system is, the legal system is not in your favor there or whatever. But his reason behind it, Jim, was
because baby in his asshole.
No, he said, you know, got rid of, for one thing, you got to realize Lil Wayne been rich since he was like fucking 14. Well, actually, baby's been rich, but he's been giving him money and cars since he was 14.
Yeah.
So he had money in his pocket. So he didn't, he, what kind of struggle did he really deal with before then? I mean, I know money don't make all your problems go away.
Not like me, you.
But it helps you deal. It helps you be able to deal with it. So, anyways, his reasoning behind saying he's never experienced racism is, number one, it started when I don't know if y'all are day one Lil Wayne fans, and I have been. I was a big Hot Boys fan from back in the 90s or whatever, so I know Lil Wayne's story. I know that when he was younger, he shot himself in the chest. You remember that?
Yeah, I know
he
that.
He shot himself. So it goes back to that. He says that when he was a kid and he shot himself in the chest and the police came, you know, they kicked in the door or whatever, and it was, you know, some black cops and white cops, and the black cops pretty much left Lil Wayne in a pool of blood because he shot himself, you know, on the floor, and they were searching the house for drugs. And he says a white cop had went and, you know, stopped and was like, hey, forget all this trying to search the house for drugs and what's going on. Get this little kid some help.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that resonated and it stuck with him forever because he's like, man, these black cops was, you know, just trying to, you know, put somebody in jail and all that shit. And he, you know, he had actually had the white cop call the, you know, call the ambulance to make sure he was okay so he didn't die. So I get it. So that's number one thing he had against it. And number two, he said that, you know, one day he realized that he had a show and all his whole audience was white and they were supporting him. So apparently that equates to no racism with him.
Well, he got to be some kind of. You don't think no black? I don't even want to say it.
Go ahead. This your show.
You right.
This
so,
your say.
Let me
show. Fucking say it.
Lil Wayne. First of all, your ass experienced racism because the other day he just said, I read this one. The police showed up to his. Did you see that? When they told him they raided his house because they went to his house looking for something because he's saying. Some shit happened. I don't want to get the line on the man, but and he was like, he was so angry because the police searched him. Like, they don't give a fuck that you Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? And he was just like, yeah, it was kind of crazy. So I don't want to speak too much about Lil Wayne because on the strength of Lil Wayne, he's so fucking dumbfounded and high. He don't even fucking know what the fuck he's
talking
about.
He's on
syrup
and all
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, this the same motherfucker we talking about that had 8-9 seizures in the same year and wondering why. I don't know why you have seizures, but you got a pint of lean in your bloodstream. I don't get it. That's him. I don't get it.
Let's see, man. What we got going on now? This is a real light work. Well, I don't think we're even going to talk about this. This is our attempt to expand our horizons and talk about more than just hood shit, man. You know that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they finally divorced, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Did you even know anything about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know they got divorced, and she said he get drunk and beat the hell out of the kids or yell at the kids or something. I said, if that's the case, my damn daddy supposed to be in out of the house. But I've been getting beat when I was a child, you know what I'm saying, and beat the black off me.
So a lot of people, there's two ways to look at it. You know, they got like 13 damn kids.
Yeah,
like
they adopted kids, they raised kids.
So
we
got
kids.
People who are attacking Brad Pitt because, you know, he's supposed to be whooping kids like hotcakes. And you got people who are on team Jennifer Aniston. That was his girl that he, was they married or whatever was they going together?
No, Brad Pitt, fuck what we want.
But anyways, they, you know, Jennifer Aniston fans. Ooh, I'm a Jennifer Aniston fan because, you know, everybody just looked at her like, damn, she got shit on for Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
Which I honestly think that Jennifer Aniston would be better than Angelina Jolie anyway. That's my opinion. But
I want to fuck them both.
So back to what we're talking about, you know, we talked about Brad Pitt was whooping his kids. What was it? The bruising? What was it? What
yeah,
that thing? What
he'll get drunk and, you know, and start talking shit like every black. See, what he black for real. Let's get it understood.
Black Brad Pitt, black?
Since when?
Go ahead.
Since you come home drunk, beating the shit out the key. You can't tell me your damn, you ain't never came home and your dad in the tub. Why didn't I take that motherfucking garbage out and just beat your ass for nothing in a garbage can at the street? Haven't got whooping for nothing?
I get whooped for nothing. I used to get whooped for nothing all the time.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Dad, I didn't even do that. I beat your ass for something, because I know you done something that you ain't supposed to do. You know, got that type of ass
whooping? Hey, man, I have.
I ain't mad at Brad Pitt. Beat the hell out of some kids. Whoop the shit out of them. Smack them. Stomp them. Kill them.
So that's the perfect segue into our first topic of today. The first topic that we got, or whatever, is it okay for a step-parent to discipline their stepchild?
Okay, I'm gonna take this. By me being a stepfather, you know, I'm gonna speak on, yes, call my side bitches. I'm sorry, I am married. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. But listen, anyway, I feel like you should be able to whoop your stepkid's ass if you got that bond with that stepchild. Because a lot of people will, step-parents, I'm speaking on men and women, will not have a relationship with a stepkid. You know what I'm saying? With a stepchild, but wants to whoop their ass. Now, that ain't right. See, me, personally, I take care of anybody. If you send your kid to my house, Shafi, I'm telling you now, I'm going to beat his ass if he do something wrong. And if I send my kid to your house, you'll beat his ass if he do something wrong. So that's just how I was raised. So because I love each kid like they is mine. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to take your kid into my custody and feed him, you get what I'm saying? Or, you know, bait him, whatever I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? Take him out. If they fuck up, I'm going to whoop their ass. I mean, a lot of people don't agree with that, because if I have a kid and she got a stepmama, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with you whooping their ass. A lot of people not going to agree. It's all good when I'm spending my money on it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It can't be one way or the other. It can't be that I'm spending all my money on you and I can't whoop them. I can't tell them nothing. Next thing you know, your stepkid can think he can whoop my ass.
Let me break it down to you, Jill. Everything you said was valid. But let me take it a step further. When you are a step parent, it gets to a point, like, and from experience, for a while it was, that's my stepdaughter, that's my stepchild, blah, blah, blah. But it comes to a point where they're not your step anymore, they're your daughter.
Yeah.
Or they're your son.
Yeah.
Once you get to that level, you have the right to discipline them, because you're making decisions that you're molding a child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not as big into the Bible as I used to be back in the day, but spoil the rod, spell the child.
You asking the wrong.
It says,
jig-a-boo.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Which pretty much means whoop the shit out of your kids. It's, you know, or they're going to go wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, it gets to a point where you don't look at them as your step anymore. You know what I'm saying? You're around your people, they ask if you got any kids. You say yes. You don't go out of your way to be like, that's my stepson, my stepdaughter. That's your damn daughter. And if you raise them as your own, then you do that, regardless if their biological is in the picture or not. Because it's not, you know, it's not going to be a competition. There's no competition. Either you're doing for your child or you're not.
Yeah, it ain't no comp.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing for your child or you're not. And the child would be able to tell who's doing what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of who says what, the child knows who's doing. And discipline is part of that. And all you have to do is have the relationship with the parent to be like, I mean, as the man of the relationship, the woman or your wife or your girl, whoever you're trying to be.
If you ain't married, you don't need to be whooping nobody else.
That's true. So your wife, she going to fall in line because you being a man anyway.
Yeah.
She's going to fall in line. She's going to be like, well, she is.
You don't just take your belt, I'm going to whoop my ass. Then you say, look, bitch, I'm going to whoop some ass around here. And if you don't like it, I'm whooping your ass, too. That's what you do. And if you don't feel that I can't whoop your kid ass, well, stop sucking my dick and fucking me.
Because
I'm going to leave. But anywho, if you feel, let me put this topic out. So if you feel like that a step-parent shouldn't whoop your kid, call in now, 215-383-5878. Say it slow for them one more time, because they might not can't understand me.
215-383-5878. Call in and let us know what you think about that. If not, we'll move on to the next topic.
Yeah.
And if it's something you got to say, go ahead and make your words.
What they didn't say, we got action.
We got if you have something to say about it, go ahead and state your name, where you're from, and how you feel about the subject. Welcome, caller. Who are we talking to, and where you from?
Oh, this is your boy, Low Key.
What up, Low Key? What's up, good? What's up with you, man?
What it is? See, I just wanted to ask y'all, man, do y'all have kids that's biologically yours?
I don't have any kids that's biologically mine, my brother.
They're not biological. I don't have a biological child myself, but that's my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whoever say what. You know what I'm saying?
I got to disagree with you, brother. I got kids. My son, my daughter been never calling the other nigga dad. That's how I feel about that.
Are you doing what you need to do to take care of the kids? You had a right to say that. I'm talking about the person who ain't doing what they supposed to be doing. If somebody stepped in and took your place, then they did that. You know what I'm saying? If you do what you're supposed to do, that doesn't have nothing to do with you. You do what you're supposed to do, so you make the rules in that house. You make the rules to you. Your kids follow what you do because you make the damn rules, because you do what you're supposed to do. It's for the people who stepped in and did what the other person didn't do.
And so you will still whoop the kid's ass even if he got a dad in his life. I'm like, the daddy and the mother not together no more. You banging his mom at this point. But he's living with y'all from time to time. Like, I don't want you touching my kid. If something happens, call and tell me, because you touching, I got the hay. That's just real shit.
But you got to realize, if you're a real dude like you're supposed to be, if you had it, you know, there comes a point where you move on from your baby mama. You know what I'm saying? And it's about you and the kid. And if you about you and your kid, you had a relationship with the stepfather. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't got no problem with
my kids, eh?
I'm saying you'll have a relationship to where the stepfather will know, hey, the daddy got that. You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, hey, he'll hit you up and be like, hey, your son or daughter is acting a fool. You need to come holler.
Hey, okay. But if y'all all stepfather ain't gonna do that, though, I can't. I don't know what type of fuck nigga she gonna get with after me, so I can't. I don't know if he gonna call and let me know. He might try to whip my son ass on the low.
Why I got to be a fuck nigga just because I took on, you know what I'm saying, what you didn't want or she didn't want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna tell you how I view it, low key. How I view it is, okay, you and your son, like, cool. Your son come over here and we're gonna take, for instance, stole my motherfucking car and wrecked it. And I called.
Well, you and my son don't steal no car. My son ain't stealing no car.
What your son do at my house because you left your baby mom, remember? Because kids act different when they're around different people. And you know that. I know that. Shaquille know that. A kid will play off a grown person like they ain't shit and play you like you ain't never. Like, he might be scared of you. He might get to my house and act a goddamn fool because he ain't around his daddy. He might tell me, I ain't your daddy. You ain't my daddy no way. And how I know
goddamn
you ain't
right.
Going to tell me. How I know
goddamn
you, right. You, and me personally, I don't want to be your son's father. But at the same time, if he at my house, he going to respect me. And I promise you.
Yeah, he going to respect you, but he ain't finna whoop his ass. If he do something, let me know. He ain't finna steal no. If he steal his mama car, that's how I be it. You not whooping my son. Come on there, I'm kicking your ass. don't touch my boy. Don't touch my daughter. Cause stepfather, a lot of them motherfuckers.
And then once you come over here, you know what you gonna hear?
There you damn right. And you gonna be laying on the ground. You goddamn right. Cause I ain't coming to talk. That's all you gonna hear. You ain't gonna hear it. You ain't even gonna see it.
Real talking, man. Just because you don't agree with, you know, what your baby mama doing, that don't mean that the dude that she with got to be a fuck nigga.
I ain't got to be a fuck nigga. I was just using that as the expression. Okay, I don't want y'all to fixate on that like every nigga should get a fuck nigga. I'm just saying though,
right.
I don't want my kid calling that. Make sure y'all keep that step in there. I'm the dad, and I'm gonna beat up for him. I can't trust what that guy gonna do for my kid. So that's why I'm saying, don't whoop my kid ass because he's not yours.
But
you might whoop his ass too hard. I don't do it.
If you there, then that's a whole different story. As long as you there, you got that right, bro.
Yeah.
As long as you there and you in that child's life, we're not talking about you.
We're talking about for the niggas that
ain't there.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
ain't in their life and calling me from hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Don't call me from no jail. You in there telling me what to do with your son.
If I'm cutting my pocket and I'm taking care of the kid, that come with a whole bunch of rights other than the nigga that just did nutted into the girl I'm with now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I definitely appreciate it, man. Appreciate you calling in and telling that your point of view from a father. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, man.
Damn right.
You got anybody you want to shout out, my brother, before you leave? So how can they follow you? You don't want no niggas following you.
Hell no, I'm trying to remain low key. I'm trying to stay low key.
Right,
why they call me low key, man?
Call in anytime, man. We love rapping with you, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, mate.
I appreciate the caller. Just call in, man. I love debates like that so we can get a different point of view or whatever. You know, we can agree to disagree. And, you know, I guess the mix-up was we're talking about people who ain't there for their kids or part-time because I'm full-time. Full-time, no days off.
When you talking about no holiday dad, when you go pick the kids, you know how them holiday dads show up with a pair of Jordans on the 4th of July.
Come come on Easter, y'all got the same back to Apple.
Yeah, y'all got the same. You got 4th of July, a pack of bottle rockets, and that's all good. Nigga, what was he at? Wouldn't need goddamn he spinal cord injury. And he on my insurance, but you the daddy. No, nigga, I'm the daddy. I need to be your daddy too, nigga. That's the niggas I'm talking to.
Yeah. But I appreciate you calling in, man. What we got going on next, Jill? Man, we got so much to talk about, man. I wish we could extend this show. I hope we ain't lost our people that got the attention span of a fucking a gopher.
Or my dog.
Let's get into this politics a little bit. Let's get into
We going straight to the we gonna go from stepdaddy to cheating. Cheating is one of these subjects that we were having a great. Me and you were just off the air was having a great debate. Matter of fact, if you don't want to do it, we ain't got to.
I talk about whatever, man. I don't know why people feel like I can't talk about whatever.
No. I ain't saying you can. I'm just keep rolling. You got me.
Okay.
I don't think your ass got me sipping this.
I know. I'm getting it. So the first question is, what gives a person a pass to cheat? What makes it okay to cheat?
Okay. You want me to take this first? I'm going to go in first. Look.
Go ahead.
Look. I'm gonna give you a two-part set. Can I give you a two-part set?
Right ahead, man.
First of all, let me tell you something. I feel like this goes from men and women. First of all, it's two types of cheaters. It's a low-down motherfucking cheater and a cheater that fucking cheating because that person ain't doing nothing what they supposed to do. First and foremost, ladies. This to the ladies. And I ain't this. Disregard. If your man, let me tell you something. If your man is wanting some sex from you in a certain kind of sex, and you always telling him no, and he always got to hear some feedback or some shit that he don't want, or you can't do this right now because my head hurt, or the kids up there, or my back. Look, you deserve to get cheated on. And I ain't the type of nigga to say that, hey, you should get cheated on. But if I ask you to suck my dick and catch all that nut, and especially if I'm married to you, that means I do and I will. Because when that battery needs to get changed and took the AutoZone, your ass ain't taking it. You tell me to do it. When I got to go fight Nook and Ray them because your ass doing, you know what I'm saying, just all kind of random shit that I got to act like that I really care about. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you, man.
You know, so it's just, that's when I feel like you should get, if you ain't doing your job sexually, and your other, I'm going to speak on ladies too. Look, if you got a nigga that want to sit up with his friends and play 2K more than he want to have sex with you, cheat on him. Call me. 215-383-5878. Because I'll fuck you. You hear me? I'll fuck you. He don't want you? I'll fuck you. Man, I'm trying. That's what I'm telling you. Because a lot of people just sit there and they don't want to fucking do what the other person, you got to do, in a relationship, you got to do a whole bunch of shit that you don't feel like doing. And that's just, that's how I see it. Did you want, Shaki, do you want to go to the motherfucking lake and hold her hand and have a flower picnic? No, you don't. If she's going to give you that pussy in that mouth and that booty hole, you're going.
Hey, I'm picnic basket. Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo.
That's what I'm saying. So
you got the picnic basket.
That's how I feel about the cheat. So when do you feel like it's okay? Do you ever feel like it's okay to cheat on somebody?
I don't, man. I don't think so. I don't think it's ever a reason to cheat, man. I think you end that relationship before you cheat. I mean, I can understand why certain people cheat. Me personally, it's just not a thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to be political. I'm really not. You know what I'm saying? How can I put this? I guess the question is, what gives you a pass to cheat? I think the only thing that's valid as far as cheating,
she,
you know what I'm saying?
Too.
He said she's cheating?
Yeah, she,
then y'all motherfuckers don't need to be together.
That ain't true. Because our financial situation.
What happened to people being independent? Get on your own shit. Your own.
No, we hustling together. We cheating. We hustling together.
Y'all not a relationship.
Yes, it is. Just because
it's not a faithful or committed relationship.
Who said it had to be? Your job paying you. Is they paying you what they should be paying you?
Fuck no, they're not.
Well, all right then. So you can cheat with them. Y'all motherfuckers can cheat together and still be happy. I feel like you can.
So you feel like you can cheat and still be happy and know it.
Yeah.
You know there's somebody else getting that pussy besides you, and you cool with it because you doing your damn thing too. Or it benefits you.
Or it benefits me if you ain't ugly, it benefits you. But that means you get, if ugly niggas don't need to be cheap, first and foremost, because you ain't getting no, because she can get some dick quicker than you can get some pussy any day. But if you ugly, if you a fly ass nigga like yourself, you can just cheat because you can always get some dick. That's how I feel.
I mean, you know, just.
I ain't gonna leave my old lady because, like I told you, she went to Atlanta and she got drunk and maybe she decided I wasn't there and she got horned and she got drunk and she gave some dick up. I mean, she gave some pussy. You know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I ain't gonna come home and say I'm divorcing you because I wasn't there to give you that dick, so you had to go service while I was out servicing some pussy.
I don't necessarily feel like it's ever okay to cheat, but the only thing I can't understand, if you're in a committed relationship and you're trying to be pleased sexually and she's steady telling your ass no. If she's steady telling you no, then either you end that relationship or you're going to get it somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's got to be a reason. Like, you can't, like, that's part of the reason why you're being exclusive. If, you know, the whole part of exclusivity, is that am I saying that right?
Yeah, what? You're being exclusive to help pay some of these goddamn bills.
So it's a money thing, right?
It's just a drug transaction, baby. So you want the drugs, you want the money. It go hand in hand.
Big man. I feel you.
It is. So if anybody, okay, ladies, I'm asking the ladies. This is for the ladies. We got any ladies out here. When is it okay for your man to cheat, or is it never okay for your man to cheat? Call me in right now, 215-383-5878. Say it again, 215-383-5878, just in case you don't know the song.
In this case, we move on to the next subject. Hell, we can go back. It don't matter.
Yeah. It ain't no particular order. If you want to talk about the game and Meek Mill, anything. What the fuck? Wait a minute.
You cancel that out.
Cancel that shit out. Anyway, like I said, but anyway, but cheating is cheating. Either you're going to do it or you ain't. Because, didn't Jay-Z say some shit like, you're only cheating as good as your options? You get some shit like
that. I know Chris Rock said, you're only as faithful as your options. Like, you know, it's easy to not cheat. If your options options look like fucking Chewbacca from Star Wars or is it, what's the other motherfucking name? Sam Cassell.
Yeah.
What's the young ugly motherfucking name? Because them old people name. What's the young person?
Kodak Black. You don't like Kodak Black, you stay at home. They got them where he need to be. I don't want no black brother in jail, but that's an ugly motherfucker.
Oh,
and inmates don't even want to fuck him.
Oh, man, don't say that, man. Where we at, Jim, man? We got so much to talk about, man. I feel like when it comes to our show, man, I'm just talking. We on the air. Like, it's all good. I mean, Like, as long as it's going, can we keep going? Or do,
it's going to cut out whenever it
turns
off. Look, I told that motherfucker upstairs the shit for an hour and 15 minutes. And that, that's what I'm saying. She knows who she is. You ain't done what you supposed to do. I'm smacking your ass no sooner this show over. Thank you.
Okay, man. Where we at now? We want to go to the next subject. We got to get our subject in from the topic at least. So, man, we on the road. Are threesomes healthy for a relationship?
Look. First, say it loud for the game. Are threesomes
healthy for a relationship?
First of all, you explain to these people. I think I might have told you to explain it before. Before I even touch on it, explain what a threesome is.
The difference between a threesome and a train is a threesome is two girls and a guy. A train is two guys and a girl. That's a whole different thing. But we got somebody that wants to speak on it. Once I click you in, go ahead and say where your name and where you're from and speak on whatever you want to speak on. Welcome, caller. What you guys to share with us today? What's that?
I'm going to give you 10 more seconds, caller. Caller has dropped. Call back, girl. I couldn't get you. We're going to keep it going.
We'll keep it going. We'll keep on moving. This between a threesome and a train, threesome is two girls and a guy. Train is two dudes and a chick or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
if y'all let it come home and be like, "Shock, man, I want to have a threesome." You're going to be like, "Yes," but she'd be like, "I want Tyrone to come."
No.
You fucking
no.
Say.
You're not going to make me homosexual on accident. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there looking like, damn, there's another dick in the picture. Like, I'm not into that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want none of that. No. But you say, "Hey, you know my friend Keisha, she's been eyeing you. She wants you to come on." What you going to say? Tell the truth.
I'm going to say, come on. Let's pop on the blue board
and get down, baby. But you can't be ugly, though. It's funny, man, because, you know, you boy be one on threes, but, you know, me and my old lady can't never get on the same motherfucking page. I want something light and tight. She wants something dark and far. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no bitch that look like me. But anyway, that's nothing neither here or there. But anyway, like I was saying, threesomes are healthy for a relationship if you already in a healthy relationship. Don't be in no unhealthy-ass relationship talking about, you know, threesomes. If you can't have that conversation with your old lady about a threesome, don't have it.
I think that as long as y'all have that type of relationship where y'all can speak on it or whatever, it's a big difference. Because, you know, if y'all ain't close like that, hell, and she's scouting other women, you know what I'm saying, they gonna leave your ass out. You gonna they ain't call you for the damn threesome.
Yep.
You by your damn self.
Yeah.
But call her. Go ahead and tell us what's your name, where you from, and what you got to speak on.
What's up, man? It's Tommy Lee from Florida, man.
What's up, cuz? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to speak on that subject y'all were just talking about the threesome.
Okay.
Me personally, I don't think that's healthy all the time. It depends on the situation. Like, so to speak, if you keep bringing it up about wanting to have a threesome with a woman and she uncomfortable with it, then y'all had that threesome, she might start liking bitches. Like I said, she might leave you out or whatever, but she never knew she liked that. So sometimes I don't think it's healthy to even open that door if it's not a big thing.
Exactly what I said. Hell, they leave your ass out. They realize they fucking by curious and your ass wondering what the fuck happened. You know, they done closed on your ass and locked it.
Hey, look, that's one gamble GL willing to take, motherfucker. Because I'm with it. God damn it, it's healthy. Listen, I can get two of my side bitches right now to have me a total freaking with two fish in my mouth, bitch, you can have a boy. It's a whole bunch of meat smack all the time. That's what I'm with. I think it's healthy. If you have, you got a healthy relationship, but if your relationship ain't healthy, don't do it.
All right, my brother from Florida, man. Anything that you want to share with us about the subject?
All right, man. Just want to give a shout out to y'all. Keep doing y'all thing.
I appreciate you, man. Go ahead and call back next episode, man, and we can, you know, we need some calls the people that call in all the time, man. I appreciate it, man. Have a good one, man.
All right, bro.
All right, be safe, bro.
Got another call.
All right, caller, man. I appreciate you on hold or whatever. What you got to share about the subject, man? Go ahead and say what's your name, where you from?
This is Chris, a.k.a. Simo, calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay. What's up, Simo, man? What you got to share with us today, bro?
I'm cool. I just had to make a comment because I think females don't really understand. A threesome is not two dudes and a girl. Unless they touch penis. if the dudes don't interact with each other, that means they ran a train on you. if they only interact with the female, then that is not a threesome. Because I be hearing people, I hear women say that all the time, oh, it was a threesome, it was two dudes. No, that was not a threesome. They just ran a train on you.
And no sooner they in the bedroom, once you got two dicks in and your pussy sound like this, it's on. You got one train on.
Oh, man, I appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to share with today, bro?
Nah, just call. I'm gonna keep calling, keep listening on y'all show, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in, Chris, man. Be safe, man.
Yep.
And I appreciate calling in, man. You gotta realize sometimes we get multiple callers, man. We can't take everybody at the same time.
So whoever just call back.
You ain't gotta wait too long, man. Come on. We got y'all, man. We don't get everybody.
Yeah.
We'll get everybody in. Well, all right. Are we still on the same subject?
So we done about the threesome. We need the last call, I seen you calling. You got the call back, whoever you were. Express your opinion, what you want to say, because ain't too much left in the show. So, hey, I just appreciate your call back. You got about a good 10 minutes left. You know, we're going to talk to the motherfucking white folks. Kick us off like they always do.
I'm gonna go ahead and skip a few subjects. We're just saying for next
week. Yeah,
every week.
Sunday, 6 p.m. Tune in. If I ain't got your number, look, Facebook me your number. I will send you the direct link, and you can forward it to your auntie, to your grandma, to your cousin, to your big Nick. I don't give a damn. Just give me your number, Facebook me, Facebook B, Shaquise, do all that good shit, all that real shit. You know, because then what we're going to do, we're going to get this shit off the ground. Because sooner or later, we're going to be national. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. You feel the same way?
It's only a matter of time. Only a matter of time before we, I wouldn't say blow up, but just take it to the next level.
To the next motherfucker.
Like, damn, we don't, I mean, we really shouldn't even start in this subject yet, man. But we got so much stuff that we can still talk about.
You save it for next week. Like I said, to elaborate, we just finished this show on the threesome tip. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, me personally, well, all of the faithful men out there with old ladies, not even faithful men, for all the niggas that come home at nighttime, look, your man deserves a threesome with your best-looking friend, that single that you got. And don't lie.
You know what? They're going to kill me if I don't tell this story. I ain't got too much time to tell it. But I know we're going to have to go over a little bit. But anyways, I have to tell you a story, man, what happened to me, man. One time, man, I was at the club by myself, single, blah, blah, blah. So, this dude and girl came up to me. I'm sitting at a table by my damn self. They come up to me, and they was like, hey, you know, what's your name? I told them whatever. I'm like, who are you? What's your name? And they're telling me their names and whatnot. We're all sitting there drinking. And they started buying me drinks, and we all chilling, chopping it up. and it was like, hey, you know, I kind of knew some shit was up when the motherfucker was just like, hey, you know, what is, you know, what is your, I'm sorry, you know, what, you know, do you think my wife is attractive? Do you think my wife's attractive? You know, I'm just like, you know, she's, you know, she's cute, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm, gosh, I think we ran out of time.
No,
we ran out of time.
No, you good. We'll let you run over a little bit.
Okay. So anyways, they sitting there talking to me and was like, hey, you know, do you think my wife's cute? I'm like, yeah, she's cute. I mean, I don't know why you asked me that or whatever. But to make a long story short, I didn't know they was trying to audition me to be a swinger. I never even know what the fuck that shit was. They tried to recruit me, you know what I'm saying, to run train on
Well, it's, you know, the end of the show. You have to
okay.
You have to go to the end of the show.
That's it.
End of the show. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Try next week.